During my 30 years of coaching, I have found a consistency in the topics that come up. First of all, there's a huge number of topics, as you can well imagine, that people bring up about how to deal with others, whether those others are their employees, their bosses, their customers, you name it. When I look back over time, it seems to me that six issues stand out in terms of the frequency with which people bring them up as issues on which they'd like coaching. There are then a dozen or a dozen and a half issues in another category, I'll call it category two, that come up on a somewhat regular basis. And then there's the all other category of the last third that come up now and then. But these six stand out by themselves in terms of the priority in people's minds. Why is this important to you? Two reasons. Number one, if you are a leader, it's important to you because the chances are your people are dealing with these questions on a regular basis, whether they're addressing them or not, they'd like to be. Number two, you yourself. If you find these issues familiar, it will help you to at least know you're not alone. And there are answers. Here are the six issues. The first one I would call to your attention is micromanagement. People hate being micromanaged. The positive way to state this is people love autonomy. It's very engaging. Micromanagement is very disengaging. It actually invites people to abdicate to you. All right, you go ahead. You want to micromanage me? Then you handle all the issues that I'm handling. They see micromanagement as a trust issue. You don't trust me, so you have to manage every single turn, every single decisions that I make. Or you think I'm stupid or incompetent, so you have to manage every single step that I take. The second major category that comes up is, how do I communicate with Joe? And by the way, I made up the name Joe, so if you're Joe, you're not the problem. How do I communicate with certain folks? Either that person is really important that I communicate to well, or it's a person who I'm having difficulty communicating to and it's getting in the way of things and progress. But it's, how do I communicate with this person? Sometimes three or four key people. But it's not, how do I communicate with 100 people around me in the company? It's people focusing in on needing help and needing tools with communicating with certain individuals. So here, they don't need a bunch of theory, just like with all six of these. They don't need a bunch of theory. They need some practical tools to get at fixing the communication with various individuals. The third area that people bring up in coaching is dealing with difficult people. How do I deal with a difficult, could be a boss, a customer, an employee, a colleague, could be a family member. People that are difficult, they perceive as difficult. These people cause conflict and tension in the individual's life. And so the people are asking me questions about, how do I deal with blank, blank individual? How do I deal with this person? And I get in here to discussions with people about stimulus response. Hey, I got a nasty email from Sharon, and she beat up on me. So I sent her a nasty email back again, and I beat up on her. And how come we're having such a bad time? People have trouble. I tell people and coach people on how to handle these situations. I coach them that you can't control the stimuli in your life, but you can control your response to those stimuli, and it'll make all the difference. And help them work through how they respond to difficult people and difficult people's actions and behaviors. The fourth on the list of six is what people call time management. I would call priority management, because when people describe time management, I need help, Bill. I need help managing my time. I need help with good follow-up, improving my follow-up, and keeping track of things and being better organized. Very integrally woven into that is priority management and truly setting priorities in your life and in your job. And fifth is performance reviews. Everybody hates them. Managers hate performance reviews. The employees being reviewed hate performance reviews. And the boss who hates reviewing employees hates being reviewed by his boss. And his boss hates it. It's one of the most consistent factors I see in organizational life. In fact, the tool that I use to help people with this is attributes-based behavior modification. How's that for a longer term? But it changes the whole term from performance review to what it really should be, in my judgment, which is how do you look at who you are and how you are made up, that is your attributes, and then judge what kinds of behaviors you want to target, positive behaviors based on those attributes. And it tends to change people's whole approach to what they used to think of as quote-unquote performance reviews. And finally, number six, and number six seems to be a thread that finds its way into all of the other five. And it comes down to the kinds of questions that I get around, hey, Bill, could we talk sometime about what am I doing? What am I doing here? Meaning in this life? What's my life purpose? You talk about work-life balance. Where am I going? What do I love? What do I want to do? Do I love what I'm doing? Or could I love something else more? A lot of times it comes up in the context of career, but it quickly gets to be a larger issue around what I summarize as vision. Personal vision. Personal vision being made up of career vision, family vision, etc. So those are the six. I hope it gives you some insight into what the people around you are thinking about, and also some confidence that, hey, if those things are on my mind, I'm not so messed up after all, because lots of people are thinking about those issues very intensively.